But it, for example, administrative law, where someone can be detained for 6 months without trial, if for expressing an opinion, they don't have to be committing a violent act. They can just say, I don't agree with this.
Well,
that's not an act of war, is it, Jeffrey? That's an expressing opinion.
Derek, that a Conservative member of Parliament was imprisoned for the duration of the Second World War without trial, just for his opinions.
Is it fair?
It was a question of war. I think Churchill was right to imprison
him. But if Israel considers itself to be in a state of war with citizens living within its border, why doesn't it subscribe to the Geneva Convention, which internationally governs acts of war?
Well, because these democratically elected Israeli governments have decided it's not in the national interest. That's why.
But it wants the support of the international community in other matters, but not the Geneva Convention, which all the nations, as part of the United Nations, are supposed to adhere to.
Not if they don't sign it.
If they don't want to.
If they don't want to, no.
Well, let's just, if we may, just take a little look at this extract from the book and see what the author's take is on this.
There is one final feature of life for a significant number of Palestinians living in the Jewish state that encapsulates their inferior status in political Zionism: legal invisibility. There are two ways in which Palestinians inside Israel and their dwellings are rendered invisible: the unrecognized villages and the present absentees. Unrecognized villages are communities of Palestinians that the Israeli state has refused to officially acknowledge exist.
This concept of invisible villages, it's almost like collective punishment in a way, rather than saying, you know, we've caught you throwing a bomb and we're going to do this to you or this to your property. But this invisibility can apply to people who have committed no acts of violence at all. Is it a common problem, do you think?
No, it is not. It is a common problem there, yes. Yeah. Many villages are not recognized as existence villages. And I met one of them in London. He told me that my house is not allowed to get electricity, and 400 yards there is a cow farm for Jewish or Israeli citizen, and hundreds of lights